Here is a collection of dupliks. Some are old, some are wood. Some are full of details, others quite simple. There is not one point that you should be viewing the dupliks from. There is not a this side up. When an artist makes a dupliks, they have the piece in one hand and their carving tool in another. They are made in a way so the artist works on it from all directions. Greenlanders haven't always made the physical dupliks as you see here. They are made as an illustration of an evil spirit. With cruel intentions, it's given the traits that seem the most horrific. The spirit is sent to frighten and at times to kill. These are visual representations of such spirits. There are dupliks made of reindeer antlers with totem-like structure, sometimes attached to a keychain. There are dupliks so rough on the surface that they will scratch your skin if you rub them. At the other end of the spectrum, you'll find dupliks made of Aaron Kleist and Cecilia Kleist, father and daughter. Some of their artworks can be seen in the showcase to the left. They made most of their pieces in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Look at the structure of the surface. Is it fur or feathers? One of them has a boot as a tongue. The material that Aaron and Cecilia worked with was tooth from a sperm whale, which in Greenland is seen as a noble natural material. It's soft in texture and has a warm color. Notice that there is a woman cutting up a seal, a Greenlandic archetype. We are now moving on to our reinterpretation of her.